How can I forgive a fellow Christian who has treated me poorly? You have to first acknowledge that God has extended mercy to forgive you of your sins against Him. Then, extend that same mercy to others, even a fellow Christian who should know better. To forgive a fellow Christian for an offense first requires us to recognize the magnitude of the mercy that has been shown to us for the forgiveness of our own debts. Jesus Christ died in our place for the sins that we have committed. 1 Peter 2, 23-24. As a result of His atoning sacrifice, our sins are forgiven, and God puts our sins away from us as far as east is from west. Psalm 103:12. This sacrifice was offered for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:8. While we were still treating God poorly, transgressing His law, He gave His only Son. Secondly, because of the incredible mercy that has been extended to us, we have a spiritual responsibility to extend that mercy to others, to show love to them, even if they aren't behaving in a way that is particularly deserving of that love. Christ instructed us to love our enemies, to do good to those who spitefully use us, to bless those who curse us, to be merciful to others as our Father is merciful to us. Luke 6, 27-36. This godly love should be a hallmark of a Christian. John 13:34. Lastly, we have to recognize that we are all learning and growing together, and that our patience and love is essential as we grow together. We must endeavor to be patient with one another, bearing each other's faults in love, and forgiving as we were forgiven. Ephesians 4:12, Colossians 3:13. It isn't always easy. Sometimes people can do terribly hurtful things to us, but we cannot let their actions control us and our attitude. There is a quote that says, "Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die." There is a degree of truth to this statement. Holding a grudge and not forgiving someone often has a greater negative effect on you and your spiritual condition than it does on the person who wronged you. Instead, we as Christians are admonished to put away anger, malice, bitterness, and wrath, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another as God has forgiven us. Ephesians 4:31-32. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.